Poetry is that strange thing which devastates you precisely at that moment when it gives you wings. Poetry often makes you fly into the sun. This is Sunil Bhandari and you are listening to Uncut Poetry. Tracing shadows on your back. Now, I'm tracing shadows on your back. It will be a while before you wake up, and I am glad for this intimacy. Why do I feel closer to you now than when we made love last night? I will make coffee and hope the aroma reaches you, but you have your dreams to reconcile with, and I will stand exposed as the lesser reality doing the dishes. Maybe when the coffee smoke curls around your sleepy eyes and you say, "Dear, come here," can we craft the beginnings of something? And you can answer the simple question, how many regrets will it take to lose each other? How many regrets will it take to lose each other? It's one of the ironies of life that relationships which have persisted for years often have hesitation built into their fiber. You know everything of each other, but are still not sure of your place in their lives. The important thing which keeps haunting you is, what do both of you mean to each other? You say the things which you have been saying for years. She reacts the way she has been reacting for years, and both of you dislike the way you have conducted the conversation. And you are not able to reconcile what is wrong in the way you are with each other. I have often wondered how misconceptions persist over the years. It's not for want of trying. You attempt trying to make each other understand your love languages and to show where things hurt and how what's normal for him is hurt for her, or how a simple word or gesture can be so irritating, devastating or problematic. But what you get in return is another layer of misunderstanding. You of course love each other. There's too much you've been through. Joys, pain, babies, walks, coffee breaks, loved meals, cookouts, relatives you don't like, friends you love, movies you've seen holding hands, music you've both loved with tears in your eyes, the dresses you have admired each other in, the dusks you've spent doing nothing but holding each other. All the little things which have made you persist. But even then, the questions keep coming back. And such do simple lives find their own ways to fragile devastation. This is Sunil Bhandari and you are listening to Uncut Poetry. If you enjoyed this poem, rate it on Spotify or leave a comment on Apple Podcast. And I have a lovely newsletter called The Uncuts, which is like a Sunday dollop of warmth and fun and beauty. Subscribe to it. The link is in the show notes. And if you loved this episode, please do share it with someone you love. See you next week.